Welcome, everyone, to Renegade Radio. I'm your host, Andy Lowe, and as always, we are brought to you by Renegade Concepts and the good folks here at Business Radio X. Each and every week, we get together and we talk to business owners and entrepreneurs about ways that they are getting outside of the proverbial box and breaking the rules of conventional thinking to create success in the marketplace. And today, we're going to visit with Jerry Bell. He's the CEO of ZWise. We're going to talk a little bit about franchising, and hopefully, we're going to get some good perspective from the franchisor and the franchisee side, depending on which side you guys out there listening are on. So get your notes ready, and let's find out how to be unique. Jerry, welcome to the show today. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Great to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you. I understand that we're dealing with heat and allergies out there today, so hopefully we're going to have a good show despite that.
I hope so. I'm certainly struggling with them.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about ZWise, Jerry. Tell us who you guys are, and just at a high level, what do you guys do?
Basically, what we do is we solve the challenge facing franchisors in having insight into the data of their franchisees, all these independent business people who are part of their franchise network.
So is there a story behind ZWise? I mean, how did you guys get into this industry and decide that there was a need for this type of software?
Actually, the story behind it started before I was involved. I was actually a franchisor. I was responsible for some 400 franchise units and struggling with the challenge of really having insight into how the franchisees were doing on a daily basis, just getting the data from these independent franchisees. Meanwhile, while I was struggling with that, coincidentally, I happened to be a Georgia Tech graduate. And
we're going to let you slide on that one. I'm a bulldog.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to slide down to the end of the table now.
Yeah, if you guys hear fighting in the background, you'll know what's going on here.
Oh, Lord, keep my distance. Well, it gets worse because while I'm doing that in running to get a franchise concept and struggling to get this data, a bunch of young Georgia Tech guys, literally a generation behind me, had been approached by a consultant who had a client who was a franchisor here in town with about 70 units who had the same problem. He said, I just can't get insight into how my franchisees are doing financially or operationally, and then I'm always surprised when they fail. And anyway, this consultant, and the question was, how do we get our hands on the information? He went over, posted a little sign at Georgia Tech, say, I need some help being able to develop software that would grab data. One thing led to another, and three young Georgia Tech guys found themselves starting a company and trying to figure out how to get their hands on this very difficult data. Of all things, through my middle daughter, who was also a student at Georgia Tech at the time, she heard about their plight, asked me if I had something to do with franchising. I said, honey, it's sort of been paying the mortgage and your tuition and putting food on the table for about 30 years in the family. So, yes, I do. She said, well, these guys have started this little company. Would you mind advising them? I said, have them come over for a beer on the front porch. I started advising them. And then fast forward a couple of years, the company I was working with, which was a publicly traded franchisor, began struggling because they couldn't get their hands on their own data. And the businesses I was running was sold. Meanwhile, this little company was taking off. They asked me to become a formal advisor, a board member, then an investor. And about a year after I started getting involved with that, after having left the franchisor I worked for, they asked me if I would run the little software company. So I went from being a franchisor to a vendor to the franchisors, but trying to solve the same problem I dealt with.
Well, let's talk about that problem a little bit. I mean, what is some of the critical data that franchisors need to get back in order to ensure success of their franchisees that they're having trouble getting their hands on?
Right. And maybe I'll just back up from that. At the top level, it's usually, frankly, it's all the data, and that's the part that let me try to explain. Most people, if people work for a large company and they've worked in any kind of a branch location, you know, in big companies, they have what's called enterprise models, and basically whatever corporate dictates, the accounting systems, the operational systems infiltrate the whole company, wherever it may be around the world. In a franchise operation, these individual units out there are independent business people, and it's very difficult to dictate to them exactly what kind of accounting systems or operational systems they need to utilize. Now, let me emphasize, ideally, on the franchisor side, if you've really thought through all this, then yes, you say, hey, here's an accounting system, here's a point of sale system, you should use this. But the reality is almost any franchise concept you think of or think about or that you go to on a daily basis was started by someone who was very passionate about the product. Let's take an example. Whatever pizza chain you probably go to, it was started by someone who was passionate about pizza. They love making a great pizza. They eat, drink, and sleep making great pizzas. Odds are they don't eat, drink, and sleep designing sophisticated software systems that will collect their accounting or their operational data. That's the last thing they tend to think about.
Is this a surprise to the franchisee? Because, I mean, don't a lot of franchisees approach this thinking that all these operational systems are going to be provided and dictated down, or do they go in knowing that they're going to be on their own for some of this?
The truth is, same example, they go into that pizza concept because they're passionate about pizza too. They're not passionate about accounting or software or operational systems. So in the end, they may be a little bit surprised. And I'm saying the best franchisors today are doing that and are providing that. But let me make it clear. There are, millions, if you will, of franchise units out there throughout the United States today. They're already there. This hasn't happened in many of those yet, so we're playing catch-up now, where you then don't go in and dictate, oh, that accounting system you paid money for, throw it out, you're using ours. So you have to live with the legacy systems that are out there. So it coming in now, they're doing a lot better job of it, franchisors, but they still, many of them, do not dictate exactly what has to be used because, unfortunately, it tends to be an afterthought.
So there's a gap that exists, yes. And this is where ZWise comes in.
Exactly. And what it amounted to is, and I learned, again, I'm having gone to Georgia Tech, I'm quite proud of it, but I was not an engineer. I was a management person. Again, the founders of ZWise were pure engineers, and I have great respect for them. But basically what it was, you never ask a Georgia Tech engineer if he can solve a problem. The answer is always yes, and I admire that. Unfortunately, the other two questions should be, and how long will it take and how much does it cost to build it? But what went on here with these young Georgia Tech guys, and again, they were in school at the time, is they didn't fully realize that the challenge that they were being asked to solve had never been solved, ever. And that was, for starters, on the accounting side, you may be familiar with QuickBooks. They have about an 80-plus share among small businesses. QuickBooks was never designed to be consolidated in multiple units, like in a multi-unit franchise system. QuickBooks was designed for mom-and-pop small businesses, one-offs. But basically, because it was so user-friendly, over time, franchisees would gravitate to QuickBooks. So then let's go back. Their first customer had 75 distinct franchisees scattered around the United States. They were all on QuickBooks, and they'd encouraged them to be on QuickBooks. But again, you couldn't take all of these and roll them all up into a consolidated database and then compare the franchisee in Atlanta to Macon, to Nashville, to Louisville to Minneapolis to San Francisco to LA, whatever the and try to figure out how is this franchisee doing versus everyone else. That to do that was a very, very time consuming, difficult process. Again, what these young tech guys did was basically build something that would automate that entire process.
So let's talk about the software itself. What is special about it? What does it do? I understand you have a patent on the software itself, right?
Yes, we do. We actually have, and ironically, we've just in the last few weeks have received that patent after a four-year effort. Took 4 years trying to explain it to the U.S. government. It was that unique. But and we actually have 21 distinct claims that we have made that are now patentable. But to sort of oversimplify, and again, I'm actually not a techie myself. Again, I was a management person and have been, is that basically it has the ability to go in and grab any data from any source. And as the techies say, in the end of the day, it's all about ones and zeros. Everything is converted back to a one and a zero. And it takes, regardless of where this data is coming from, and puts it on a common basis. Maybe sort of a layman's explanation that might be easier. Think about in the world there are hundreds or thousands of foreign languages. Imagine if you could instantaneously go in, hear the word, the local word, the local language for a certain word, could be anything, radio. And let's say there were 700 different versions of the word radio, and instantaneously you could translate every one of those words to one word, which meant radio to everybody. That's what it does with data. And again, it's in the world of, again, accounting data and point of sale data and what we call operational data or line of business data, no one to this point has been able to easily create a universal data extraction tool and translation tool, I would call it. In the enterprise world, the large corporate world, probably the best examples are the SAPs of the world, who can do something like this. And so I'm told, fine, they can do it for you, customize it. It will probably cost you $1 million. I mean, we do it for a minute fraction of that cost. And again, it's already built, so it just has to be adapted. Couple of weeks work and you're off and running, not man years.
So as an operational guy, tell us, how does a franchisor take this information and utilize it to increase the performance of a franchisee?
The key thing is that, every franchise concept is different. And I might emphasize, people think of franchising as an industry. It's really a business model, okay? And there are hundreds of different franchise concepts out there. Hundreds. Everyone thinks of usually first fast food. Fast food is one. There are 99 more to go. But the point is every single franchise concept has its own unique key performance indicators. And in the world of say fast food, if you talk to any fast food operator, the first thing they look at in terms of the financial aspects and the performance is they want to know three things. Tell me, as a percentage of their revenue, if you will, they want to look at their food costs, they want to look at their labor costs, and they want to look at their rent. If a franchisor knows your food costs, your labor costs, and your rent, they know 90% of what they need to know to figure out if your business is on track, if it's doing well, if it's going to survive, for example. And then you could start drilling down into the components of those three things, but that would be a first cut. The challenge, again, is most of them can't get their hands on that.
Well, let's talk about getting their hands on it for a second. Yeah. So let's say that they have the system now. That seemed to be problem number one. Now they have the system. Is there pushback or reluctance on the part of a franchisee to put the data in and send these numbers and these indicators back to the franchisor?
The sad answer is often there is, and for a variety of reasons. Once again, a franchisee, and keep in mind, I worked with franchisors for 30 years, and again, oversaw 400 in my last role. They're independent business people. They put their hard money into this. They run it. They're in there every day when it's opening. They're often there when they're closing. They're there every day, and they will remind you it's their business. And to them, it depends. Some of them feel like they're paying their royalty, let's say 5 or 6%, and leave me alone. I think that's sad. I mean, ideally, a franchisee is saying, as you alluded to earlier, help me with the systems. Teach me how to build out this unit, literally construct it, train me on how to operate it, teach me about the accounting and how to track my business on a daily basis so I can be successful. And that's the ideal. But unfortunately, again, people being independent, being small business operators, many of them will take the position, who are you to be seeing my financial data, for example, and my operational data? I'm fine. Doors open. I'm paying my royalties. Leave me alone. And it's sort of, you can run into the big brother mentality of big brother hovering over them and watching. So it takes, quite frankly, it's a matter of trust. The very good, successful franchisors who have trust in their system usually do not have much difficulty implementing this. Quite frankly, the ones who haven't been as involved, haven't shown, haven't earned the trust, can get a lot of pushback. And it's like families. I say franchise systems are like families. They come in all shapes and sizes. All of them have some dysfunctions. Some are highly dysfunctional. So it the more dysfunctional, sadly enough, are the ones that need a system like this the most. Unfortunately, they're the ones that get the most pushback.
Do you find there's a difference in the engagement levels from both sides, depending on the type of franchise, meaning that we think about like a restaurant, for example, like a fast food restaurant? You know, it's kind of an in-the-box type franchise where everything is really put together. You open an XYZ eating establishment, and they all look alike. They all have the same food. They all have the same menu. They all kind of run collectively the same. And when you turn the sign on, you pretty much instantly have some draw for people. A moderate amount of marketing and advertising, much of which is done at the corporate level, will drive people through your doors. Versus a franchise, which is more of a concept slash idea, where it's really up to an individual to go out and have the skill set and the talent to be able to sell, to be able to build a clientele, to be able to build a business, some of these more service-oriented franchises.
Exactly.
Do you find a difference in the acceptance and the pushback and the support with this system, and how does can your software help those differences?
Yes, and you picked excellent examples there. The ones that struggle the most, again, as a franchise concept, frankly, are the ones that are not well-defined, especially if you take a service business, let's say especially home improvement, where just by nature of even the individuals involved, they've been handymen, for example, and now all of a sudden you're trying to put them into some sort of a structure. And again, each and every day for them can be a little different. And quite frankly, it can be much, much harder to track as a franchisor the data. It's just the nature of the beast. It's kind of back of the envelope. You're not ringing up a cash register. Cash registers, or a point of sale system, as we call it today, has its own built-in, structure to it, obviously. So, again, it sort of goes hand in hand. Those that are more amorphous, hard to get your hands around, hard to corral, the franchise concept itself struggles. The impact the franchisor has on the franchisee struggles. And then it just goes to that where we were just talking a moment ago. You can end up where just they're saying, I don't need you into my business. Leave me alone. And that's just unfortunate. The key, though, to this is it's if all you're doing is grabbing the data and they think you're playing cop, or worst case, bad cop, or big brother, they're not happy. They're not going to be happy. It's all about taking that data and turning it into actionable things that they can benefit from. So, again, it's not just you getting the data. They get the data as well, and then you build, compare it. You determine the key performance indicators in your concept. You highlight those, and then you share with them how they are doing. Are they, back to the restaurant concept on food costs, labor, and rent, the three key variables, literally how are they doing versus their peer groups? So determine some peer groups, people they would identify. Now, you do this agnostic. So in other words, in Atlanta, someone in Buckhead will know they're comparing themselves to the metro area, or maybe it's north metro area and then total metro area, but they're not going to know exactly how they're doing versus Sandy Springs versus Roswell versus Alpharetta. You cluster those. But again, you put it all together, and then they see that their food costs are higher, their labor may be higher, their rent may be higher. They've got to start asking themselves, wait a minute, why am I only taking half to the bottom line that everyone else is taking?
Does your software tie in with any other software applications? And I'm thinking more on the key performance indicators on right. The sales side, especially like for these service businesses where you got to track sales funnels and pipelines and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, again, going to sound like Nirvana, but it's one of the reasons we were able to patent 21 claims. As I said, our software has the ability to go into any modern system, any modern database, and with, again, a couple of 3 weeks, translation, I'll call it, adaptation, grab that data, then bring it back to the common denominator, as I said, like the language translation example. So quite bluntly, we haven't found any kind of a modern system that we haven't been able to work with so far. So again, in the retail world, it's point-of-sale systems, and those tend to be more sophisticated. That is a highly fragmented business. The largest one probably has a 15% share. But still, they're much more modern, and frankly, they themselves, if they're good systems, can consolidate data. And we're just still then at that point more going in and grabbing what's sort of been put together and making it easy to work with. In the service businesses where there's you run into a myriad of systems, we have in every case been able to go in and grab that and then, again, determine with the franchisor or the franchisee what are the key things you want to look at and then put that on a common basis and everybody be able to tap into it. But, for example, things like Salesforce.com, which are, you know, prevalent, we've been able to effectively adapt to their system, grab all the data, and roll it up. It's been highly useful.
So what types of companies do you find that you are a good fit for? What type of franchisors really take full advantage of this and should be the guys that should be doing business with ZWise?
Ideally, all franchisors, of course, but it turns out, and to come back to this, those that are in the retail business that have good point-of-sale systems tend to feel much more comfortable because they are getting some data, and if it's modern, they're able to get some they pay for it, and they usually pay a lot more than they would pay us, but they do get reports out of these systems. It's the service businesses that really struggle. They do not have a line of business software that will tend to aggregate the data so they can then start drilling in and get these comparative metrics. Those are the ones that benefit the most that really do probably take the most advantage of that.
So how do you get your message out to those guys? I mean, clearly they need what you have to offer. How do you guys go to market and get them to sit down and say, hey, this makes sense for our business?
The good news is that the franchise world is very collegial, if that's the right term, because there are 100 different businesses in the franchise world. Again, as I mentioned, fast food restaurants are one that they tend to share best practices in a very positive way. There is a great organization called the International Franchise Association, has thousands of members. They have one giant convention or big convention every year where at least 3,000 members attend. And it's just a great week of or 3 or 4 days of best practices being shared. And as I said, with our customers, if one's in the sign business and someone else is in a doggy daycare business, they absolutely don't compete. So they're glad to share what they've learned in their best practices with each other. And so through this International Franchise Association, or the IFA as we call it, it's just a great sharing network. And I think they do a great job. And so we tend to focus, because we're a small company, we focus our marketing really efforts primarily through their various conventions and other, shall I say, smaller seminars throughout the year as the year goes on.
So really it's an education process, just continuing to get the word out and collaborate.
I guess one of the examples, again, is at their annual convention, they have business roundtables. And we call what we do franchise business intelligence. Other people might call it data mining. Other people call it, say, benchmarking. But anyway, at this convention, we do every year host a couple of roundtables, and we're not alone. I mean, they have roundtables on all kinds of subjects. But for, gosh, at least the last 6-7 years, we have hosted a couple of roundtables where you end up talking to about 25 people there who have seen the topic and come seek you out to spend a couple of hours with you learning everything they can about that. We also, by the way, they obviously at any convention you've been to these, you have booths, and we host a booth, a pretty large booth every year where we're there to demo our products with people that, you know, come by to typically franchisors who want to know more about what we do.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, let me ask this question, Jerry. You've told us a lot about what you guys do. Maybe
yes.
I can ask a question about who you guys are. Tell me a little bit about the company and what could I expect if I were a franchisor doing business with ZWise?
Right.
Who runs the company? Who is Z-Wise, and what would my experience be like doing business with you guys?
Well, in theory, I run the company as the CEO. But as I said, my background is not the technology. It's how can we make this useful with a franchise concept? The good news is I've got some fantastic technical people, as I've already alluded to before, and we are heavy on the Georgia Tech side. Apologize about that to the Bulldog. But I think what we bring to the table that is different, even though we have this patented technology, is we just sit with you and say, what is it you need to know to understand how your franchisees are doing? Or to be more specific, do you struggle to know how your franchisees are performing? And to some degree, I always get actually we do. That's our frustration. That's why we're here talking. So then it's, what do you need to know? And it's funny with these concepts that sometimes you'll get, let me think about it. And gosh, and it's basically you just say, what do you wake up? And when you wake up in the morning, you're on your way driving into work. If you're worried about a franchisee and how they're doing, what are the five or six things you're going to ask them when you get them on the phone? That's all you need to know. If you get those five or six, you've built a great franchise business intelligence system if you can answer those five or six questions. And so that's what we drill down on. Then we get inside whatever their databases are, whatever systems they use, and how do we extract it. What we are, again, is we're all about getting our hands on the data. What we're not, and we learned this the hard way, is franchisors and franchisees have all kinds of needs for software to do all kinds of things, obviously. And we're not that. I mean, we're not a custom developer where we'll go in and just whatever's on your mind and you want to build this little application for this or that or track that. No. We typically work with, again, software they already have. That's the key point. They've got the software. They've got the data. They can't get to it, and they can't get into it in an easy fashion. And I brushed over this, should have said it early on. Again, we're about a 20-minute download for a franchisee. We only need 20 minutes of their time. After that, it's lights out. They never have to touch it again. So that's all it takes. We're not going to eat up anybody's time. It's all going on behind the scenes. We collect the data in the middle of the night between 2 and 5 a.m. every night, and very efficiently. And then it's updated on a daily basis, and everybody can look at it. The franchisee, everybody at the franchisor concept.
So do you have any numbers around this, Jerry, thinking about franchisees, like maybe a franchisor that has implemented this process, started collecting this data, utilized it to reach back down and help out their franchisees, that you can maybe give a benchmark of an average improvement that maybe franchisees will see in their business bottom lines based on the tracking and participation in this?
Yeah, and you sound like my board members who keep asking me that. And it is all over the board because, again, there are 100, we have dozens of different business types that are our customers, and each one is indeed different. Probably the most commonly thrown around is, 10 to 20% increase. But again, that's totally dependent on, are you working with the one that's struggling? And that's more likely. Obviously, someone's doing it right now, they're not going to see any improvements. So for those, I've heard franchisors say over and over, 20% of my system is always struggling. They just are really struggling to make ends meet. And it's those that we zero in on. And if we said, if we can help any percentage of those do better, keep the doors open, and everybody wins. But we haven't done probably as good a job as I would like, even in zeroing in on those metrics and exactly how much we've been able to move the needle. It's something we would probably like to do a better job on. In talking about this, and I have talked about the topic a lot, it's a little hard sometimes to prove that you're just being wise about your decisions. So now, again, how does that translate into selling more burgers, billing more signs? It's a bit of a tough one to prove over time.
So, Jared, we talked a little bit about the theme of the show being mm-hmm. breaking those rules of conventional thinking. Maybe share with us something that's a little bit unconventional about yourself or about your company or about your business philosophy that maybe our users can take away and really implement to create success in their own lives somewhere.
Well, I think, and I've probably in effect said it already, but again, the what we do in a way is a challenge to a franchisor. We're basically challenging them, do you really know how your franchisees are doing? That's a little bit like asking, do you know how your kids are doing? Where are they now? Do they like you? I mean, are you doing, well, that's not do they like you. Are you doing everything you can for your children? Of course I am. Really? Well, did you know that they weren't home at 11 o'clock last night? Did you know they had a wreck 3 months ago? Did you know they made a D in math? In effect, that's what we're saying to the franchisor. Do you really have all the insight? And when you start, and some of them can be a little, you know, offended by it, and then as you start drilling down, the ones that are honest always come forward and say, I'm really not seeing everything I need to see to help them.
Well, I think you're right on there. I mean, that's kind of a conventional wisdom that has emerged in the last decade or two, where you don't want to track anybody or ask anybody anything because they may get offended or you'll stifle their creativity. But really, what gets measured gets improved.
You can't. I mean, and there's some famous consultants that have their quotes out there. You can't manage what you can't measure. Some have said you can only manage what you can measure. And I guess if you think about it, outside of the sort of soft interpersonal things, if you can't see the information and know the results, then yeah, how can you be successful? How can you make a difference? And another, you know, sort of a quote from Alice in Wonderland that sort of in the same vein, but and I've said this to potential customers, some who probably didn't like it and wouldn't become a customer because of it, but I've said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Think about that a moment. And sometimes I have to repeat it about 3 times, then I get, oh, okay, I think I got it. And I guess that would be the part that might be a little unconventional, because, again, the common perception is franchisors, they've built this concept, they've perfected it, where you started way early on in this conversation, here it is, turn it over to you, just flip on the lights. No. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. And I guess that's the part that we're, having been a franchisor for many years, I'm confessing, no, it's not that straightforward.
Yeah, and you got to work it on both ends, because if the franchisor sticks their head in the sand, the franchisee's going to stick their head in the sand too, and nothing's going to happen.
You've got it. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, another one for franchisors, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your franchisee. Think about it, obviously. And I think some of them do forget that. You know, your job is to make them as successful as they can possibly be. If they're successful, the franchisor is successful, it's a win-win.
Jerry, if there's a franchisor out there listening that thinks this might be a good fit for them, or maybe a franchisee who thinks, you know, hey, I'd like to put this concept in front of my franchisor because we don't have anything like this, how would they go about getting in touch with you guys?
Oh, it's pretty easy, probably. Just go to our website, www.zwise.com. That's Z as in zebra, E-E-W-I-S-E. And I might mention, we'll get a lot of questions. Where in the world does the name come from? In the franchise world, slang for franchisor is Zor, Z-O-R. Slang for franchisee is Z-Z-E-E. So our company was, I think, I didn't name it, I inherited it, appropriately named Z-Wise, or helping franchisors be wise about their franchisees. That's the origins of it.
Well, there you go. Smart business from Jerry from Z-Wise. Jerry, I want to thank you for being on the show today. You have been a fantastic guest, and even if you're a Georgia Tech guy, we still appreciate you.
Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks to everyone out there who's tuned in this week to listen. We hope you'll continue to join us for Renegade Radio. And we are here every Thursday at noon talking to business owners and professionals about ways that they are getting out of those conventional norms. I'm your host, Andy Lowe. Again, we're brought to you by Renegade Concepts and the good folks here at Business Radio X. And remember, opportunity lies in the impossible, but you've got to be willing to break the rules of conventional thinking. Until next time.